Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Sometimes running your restaurant just is not fun. Hi folks, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as clickbacon.com. And like I said, sometimes running your restaurant is just not fun. It's just hard work and you gotta just grind it out. You know, I would always say for years, I was saying, I just feel like the wind is always in my face. I feel like I'm in a sailboat and the wind is in my face. And if we could just fix this one thing, we'll have a tailwind for a while. And then I'd fix that one thing and it would be something else. And then I'd fix that and it would be something else. And here I am 10 years later and I still sometimes feel like the wind is in my face. I've just changed my mentality a little bit. I've just realized that it's business. It's a little bit cutthroat. It's a little bit dog eat dog out there. Everybody's trying to fight to win. They all want to provide better lives for themselves and for their families and for their staff and for their employees. And everybody out there is working hard. And in today, more than ever, the competition is greater than it's ever been. Technology advancements have made it harder and harder to compete. And so the wind is always going to be in your face. It's a hard business. But that's what I love about the restaurant business is that it's hard. And that you don't have to be the best at everything you do all the time. Sometimes just rolling up your sleeves and working a little bit harder than everyone else, doing the things that your competitors aren't doing, spending a little bit of that extra time, thinking about things a little bit differently can give you that edge that you need. And so if you ever feel like you're sailing into the wind and if you just fix this one thing, you're going to get a little bit of a tailwind, I hope you do. And it exists. It's momentum and it's out there. And I love when you go on those short little journeys with a tailwind, whether they be for a couple of months or even a couple of years, or sometimes we get that 5-10 year run, but sooner or later, we're going to run into a storm again. We're going to run into headwind. And it's in that moment in time that you roll up your sleeves, you buckle down, and you persevere, and you persist, and you don't throw tantrums, and you don't get angry, and you don't get frustrated. You just sit down and do the work ahead of you, one task at a time. Get that done, get that done, get that done. And at the end of the day, the ones who are just methodically checking off their tasks and grinding it out and driving right into the headwind, the others are going to fall off because it's just too much work for them, and you're going to persevere as the winner. So if it's hard for you right now in your restaurant, I want you to embrace the fact that it's hard. I love the fact that the restaurant business is hard because it separates, forgive me for saying, it separates the men from the boys. So sail right into the wind. Sometimes take the hardest path. Know that you're doing it right. And instead of looking for an easier way, look at the hard way. Do the work and you will have all the successes that you've ever wished for. I hope you enjoyed today's video. I look forward to bringing you another one just like this next week. My name is Ryan Gromfin with therestaurantboss.com. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.